Welcome to Shom Achshav and Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shom and Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yutes. The Gemara speaks about the mitzvah tenufa that a Soito has. And the Gemara says that the Kohen puts his hand under the hand of the woman and does tenufa. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Isn't that kiyur? Isn't that not nice? Not the proper thing to do?" For the Kohen to be touching the woman. And it can be, says the Yerushalmi, that he's going to bring a cloth in between the hands, because then there's a chatzitza. So what do you do? So the Yerushalmi says, when we talk about an old Kohen, that for him touching a woman does not really cause any hiru. The Yerushalmi concludes and says, afilu teimo Kohen yelet, even if it's a child, even if it's a bachur, still, there's no issue. She'ein yetzer hara mitzuyo l'sho. Yetzer hara is not common l'sho. That's the girsa that we have in our Yerushalmi. That's the girsa Tosfos quotes as well. She'ein yetzer hara mitzuyo l'sho, which means yetzer hara is not common for a short amount of time. And that's something Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi explaining the Korban Eido, the Pnei Moshe. They say that the yetzer hara is not matzui for a small amount of time. We talk about it, he's touching the woman for a very short amount of time, and for that you don't have a yetzer hara. This is obviously a chiddush to tell us that yetzer hara does not control for a short amount of time. We would think that yetzer hara has the ability to control for any amount of time. But according to this Yerushalmi, the yetzer hara lingers in Adam and builds up, so to speak, a case as a person grows into the aveiro. It's not a short amount of time. The fact that it's very short, that in itself tells you that Yitzhara will not be shoylet. But there is another girsa in the Yerushalmi. That's the girsa that Tosfos HaRosh brings over here. In the Yerushalmi, or his va'odor, they bring it in the Shuni and Yischois. And the Loshon is, V'atilu teima yelet she'ein Yitzhara matzui le'oysosho. Yitzhara will not be at that time. What's special, what's unique about that time? So the Shus Beit Yehudo, of Yehudo Ayash, he brings two explanations. Either it is because you have a lot of people there present, because all the women come to check the Soito. So when you have a lot of people, then you don't have Yetzer Hara. Or another explanation, because the whole purpose that the Kohen is doing here, something to the Soito, is all for the purpose of Dvar Erva. We're coming here to punish her. We're coming here to be Oisek and the Tahara and Gdush of Amiso to take away Erva. So when you're in such a situation, such a matzav, then you don't have a yetzer hara. So according to this explanation, not because the yetzer hara is not shared for a short amount of time, but because of the unique, special time that we have here, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Avodah that we're trying to do, that's why there's no yetzer hara this time. And this tekudo, the Rav Avadia Yosef Zatzal, brings it as a raya to the following idea. It's brought down, the Rikanti brings it, so brings the Arizal, that the kiyor was done from Maris Atzovis, was basically mirrors. The kiyor is mirrors. Why was kiyor mirrors? Because when came a woman to be Samigdosh, and the Kohen, it was not proper for the Kohen to look at her. So he would look at the mirrors of the kiyor and see the woman through the mirrors. That was brought down. So in the Shut Minchas Elazar, he asks, what's the point in that? If you're not supposed to look at a woman, looking at her through a mirror doesn't make it better. He's anyway looking at the woman. So what do we gain by the fact that the Kohen is looking at the woman through the mirror? So Zog de Minchas Elazar, when a woman comes to Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban, and the Kohen is Oivid B'Gdusho, then there's no chashash of here. And what we find that we do have here, for example, the Gemara said earlier in our Masechta, that maybe the people will be, the Pirche Kehuno will Mizgari the Soito, that's only after you leave Beis HaMikdash. The time of Simcha, we have in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that may happen. But when a time of Avodah Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chashash of here. So what is the reason the Kohen doesn't look at the woman? It says in Minchas Elazar, not because of her hero, but because it doesn't look proper to other people. It will look, other people will see that the Kohen is looking at the woman, they will think that maybe he's doing something not right, even though there's no issue. So that's why he looks at her through the mirror, so nobody else will see that he's looking at her. But the Iker Yisrael, says in Minchas Elazar, is when you're doing the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, then there's no problem of hero. Says Rav Adi Yosef and the Abi Omer that you have a raya from this Yerushalmi according to this Girsa. That you don't have a hirur bois hashah. In that specific time when the Kohen is doing the avoid of the Saito, there you have no hirur, and that's what the Yerushalmi means to say. That's why there's no problem that the Kohen is touching the hands of the Saito. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.